Well, welcome back to Danny Kyle Open Stage, to another wonderful artist. And of course, this young lady's a wee bit tired because she's just come all the way up from London. So, Niamh Downey, good afternoon to you, or good evening, or good night, wherever you are.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good night.
Well, I'm delighted you've been able to join us on here on Danny Kyle Open Stage. I know that you've been quite busy even during lockdown, and you've got an album out in November, which is fantastic, you know, so well done in that.
So it's an EP, so it's only five tracks. So that's an EP. The album, the first ever album, is coming soon. But yeah, so no, I have done a lot of gigging actually. I got to have like a launch night where I launched the whole EP, and I got to perform it with my whole band, and like there were two violinists and a drummer and a bassist and guitarist, and I had loads of my musician friends do support slots for the gig as well. So I've been really lucky. Yeah, I got out, and I've got a couple of gigs scheduled for this year as well. So.
Oh, that's good to know, because it's been rather problematic, let's face it, the past couple of years. What I'll do is I'll get you to choose your first track and tell us a wee bit about it.
Yeah, so my first track is Love Song, and it's a song that I wrote very quickly. It happens, you know, within like an hour or something. It's a very simple song, and I kind of wanted to keep it very simple and very basic, and yeah, it kind of is what it says on the tin, and it's got a little bit of piano that made the final recording of it, and yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your first song, and your second song.
Yes, my second song is called A Mother Knows, and that I wrote actually a while back, really, and I kind of wrote it at the beginning of lockdown, around March time, and I wrote a lot of music then, and I was kind of writing or thinking a lot about kind of what home is and what it is to feel supported and stuff, especially in a time where everyone was kind of separated or together, like either families were like hunkered down together or kind of separated. So it just kind of got me thinking about that stuff and home and support and what your support network is and things. Yeah, this was the result.
It's an excellent song as well. Could I get you to charge us with your third song?
Yeah, absolutely. This third song is called Don't Tell Me of Hope, and it's the song that I wrote last on the EP that's just come out, and I had a really nice time composing strings with a girl called Annabelle Roberts on this one. Annabelle records strings and harp on a couple of the other tracks as well, but this one I kind of wrote with a strings solo in mind. And Annabelle Roberts I kind of met virtually over the pandemic because she wanted to cover an old song of mine, and we just connected, and she ended up playing with me at my final EP launch. Anyway, yeah, I want you to pay a lot of attention to that lovely, beautiful solo at the end of the song. It's my favourite bit.
Where did the inspiration for the song come from?
It's a good question. I think actually what happened with that song was I'd kind of written bits of songs that I didn't love on their own, or I'd written two sort of songs that I ended up kind of not wanting to go with, and I got really, really stuck on kind of both of them. And then at one point, like, the ball just dropped that I should kind of combine them. So, like, the verses are kind of from one song and the chorus is from a different song. And they're both kind of talking about what it is to have, like, hope in relationships and what it is to kind of believe in relationships. And I feel like the verses and the chorus are very different in tone. Like, the verses are a lot more negative in the chorus. Verses are a lot more positive and the chorus is a lot more negative because they were two different songs originally. So yeah, that's how it kind of came together.
Absolutely fantastic. And we've come to your last track to choose for us. What would you like us to play for that?
A song called Darling Home, please, off my EP again.
Yeah. And what's your inspiration on that one?
That's the oldest track on the EP, so it's the first one I wrote. I wrote it in February, that was all before lockdown. The inspiration for that was the first time I started thinking about home and the idea of what home is and to feel comforted and things, and that ended up kind of going all the way through the EP. But that was kind of my first thoughts about it. Yeah, it was kind of a combination of thinking about what home was to me, plus a lot of nostalgia mixed in, and The whole song's kind of about how shocked I am that time has passed so quickly, really. But like the what it refers to in the verses and stuff, it kind of spans a huge period, like a huge space of time in my life. So yeah, it's kind of a song of like nostalgia, and it's very like I want the song to feel kind of discomforting because it's very much about like being shocked that time has passed so quickly.
I can assure you I am empathetic with that one.
Where does it go?
Well, Niamh, I want to thank you so much indeed for bringing your wonderful music to the Danny Kyle Open Stage and for allowing us to into your thoughts processes for the songs that you've written. We wish you all the very best with this EP and hopefully we'll get out to see you gigging live in the not too distant future.
Fingers crossed.
So thanks for being with us today. It's been excellent.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers.